Even though much of tonight's budget has already been leaked, Australia's business lobby groups seem convinced that Wayne Swan's cupboard will be bare. The big players have gone on a major offensive against the government, describing the budget process as chaotic. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. Is it a bit unusual that the business lobby is on the attack before the budget is released, even before they actually know what's in it for them?
Well, that's right. And the big players are constantly issuing discussion papers, commissioning reports, sending out media statements as part of the normal lobbying process. And of course, they deliver their pre-budget submissions in the months and weeks leading up to the budget. That sort of diplomatic prodding and the occasional foot in the door is normally the limit. And they'd keep their powder dry on any disappointment or indeed praise until the budget is actually out and they've had a chance to see the fine print. But this time around, relations are frosty at best and hostile at the extreme, and the war footing has brought together the four big players who normally run their own races, and we've seen the Business Council, the Australian Industry Group, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Minerals Council in some unusual solidarity at budget time. And over the past couple of days, they've executed a pretty carefully planned broadside against the government. And the big complaints continue to be about a lack of transparency, genuine process and consultation, and of course whether tonight's budget will be credible.
Peter, as you say, business is always lobbying the government, but is this frustration and anger we're seeing at the moment from business part of the process or something else?
Well, tonight's budget in many ways is the culmination of significant tensions involving the consultation style of both the Rudd and Gillard governments. For example, going back to the super mining profits tax, the carbon tax, more recently the funding of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The Business Council, for example, is worried that without a comprehensive study on the true costs, the NDIS might be set up to fail. But tonight, business groups know there'll be few of any sweetness, so little chance of a cut to the corporate tax rate, but at the same time, business needs to fund higher employer superannuation and some form of a paid parental leave. So at the least, business wants to see credible budget assumptions, realistic assumptions on spending, structural savings rather than timing shifts, as we heard this morning, possibly out to 10 years, or ad hoc changes that have characterised the government's style. They also want to know how the budget will grow the economy rather than bringing it back to surplus by more hits to the business community.
Speaking of the surplus, how is the government's handling of that angered business group? Because business groups would like the idea, surely, of getting things back in the black.
Well, that's right. The government's commitment to a surplus, right up until the week before Christmas, is the government's single biggest credibility problem. In the lead-up to the dumping of the surplus commitment, business groups had warned that while they did want to see a surplus at some point, it didn't have to be immediate and shouldn't come at any cost. But once again, there was unusual unity in that message from business groups. But really, there's no doubt that relations have soured in the lead-up to the budget lock-up today. And just to show there's no love lost, business leaders are being described by the government as self-interested whingers and moaners who conveniently ignore Labor's reforms. So an olive branch to business hidden in the budget papers today looks increasingly unlikely.
Our business editor, Peter Ryan.